615, 1320 WILS. Attorney General Bill Schuette today coming down with a decision and saying that the state superintendent does not have the legal authority to withhold state funds from public schools with Native American mascots. State Representative Tim Kelly is the one that asked him to review the state law. He also chairs the K-12 Appropriations Subcommittee. Tim, great to have you on WILS.
Thanks for having me. Good evening.
Yeah, and how did this issue come about that you wanted the Attorney General to take a look?
Well, the Superintendent Whiston was kind of fishing around earlier this spring, seeking whether from me and as well as the Senate appropriations people to put in some language that would for him to penalize schools that had these mascots. And of course, in my caucus, it didn't get the interest, and I found the same, I think, in the Senate. Knowing that he was still interested in this, asked sent a letter to the Attorney General, as well as Brian did too, seeking an opinion on what could happen.
Well,
today the Attorney General gave us that answer and said no, he can't without direct authority from the legislature, and that's what we assumed, and so we'll move on from there.
So when you hear people say these mascots are hurtful to Native Americans, what do you say to them?
Well, I was doing a little research, and Washington Post did a poll in 2016 that found that 9 in 10 Native Americans did not find this offensive. I also would like to point out that just 3 weeks ago, the U.S. Supreme Court, in a unanimous decision, also protected the Washington Redskins and other mascots under the First Amendment. Mm-hmm. So I think the case ought to be closed.
So here in Michigan, where's that push coming from to get rid of these mascots in our schools?
Well, I think these members, some members of the state board, I would also say I think a vocal minority of, kind of a political correct agenda this is where it's emanating from, because it clearly, again, doesn't seem to be that offensive to even those who are supposedly the ones that are being offended, too.
Okay. Do you expect the effort, though, to continue in some form to get these schools to drop the mascots?
Well, again, I think the Supreme Court has answered this. They've said it's protected under the First Amendment and freedom of speech. Mm-hmm. I suspect that people can keep crying and howling at the moon over this, but it seems to me, for at least the short, near future, this is the decision has been made.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we did see colleges. I'm thinking about EMU, for example, right? They were the Hurons at one point. So we did see some of our universities changing course. Do you think that'll happen?
Well,
go ahead.
Well, no. I mean, at the same time, also, if you look at the Chippewa tribe out of Mount Pleasant, who have fully endorsed the use of Central Michigan University's Chippewa name. Again, if it's not used in any kind of disparaging use or malice or some sort of bad intent, there's no need to do this. I mean, most of these people, these communities that long ago picked these were noble names. You don't pick a mascot that would somehow indicate weakness or something like that. You want it was a noble enterprise. There's the farthest thing away from anything that was any kind of disparagement. So again, I think that this is people are barking up the wrong tree.
You think the state superintendent is going to continue pursuing this somehow?
I don't think he will. Just simply because he very likely find a legislature someday willing to do this. But again, I think that we've got an answer from the U.S. Supreme Court. Yeah. What more do you need?
That makes sense. State Representative Tim Kelly. One last thing, Tim, before we got on the air, I just did a quick Google, and I saw that that part of the 2018 education bill is this controversial issue here, is that the public school districts are going to be penalized for using state funds to sue Michigan, and that includes lawsuits by Detroit, Kalamazoo, and Saginaw, which you're from Saginaw, of course.
Yes.
How did this end up in the bill, and why was it included?
Well, it was something that, quite honestly, Michael, when Kalamazoo, Saginaw, and some others were thinking about suing the state to get out from underneath accountability laws that we'd put in place about closure of schools. And then I thought, well, now, wait a minute. What's next? Do they say we're going to sue about the use of the state test? Are we going to sue for not taking attendance? School districts are entities of the state and thereby have to comply with the laws that are legislated for them. So I thought it was, they talk all the time about how we're underfunding schools, By the way, we've record amount of money again funding in this year's budget for the fifth straight year in a row. If money is so tight and precious, why are they throwing it away in lawsuits? Okay. This is money directly out of the classroom, taking it away from kids to ostensibly fight and get out from underneath Michigan laws.
So if the district feels that a law that's been imposed is unconstitutional, it should be addressed, what do they
do? Well, I'd say, first of all, it doesn't say that you can't sue the state. It just simply says that we don't think you ought to use school aid dollars to do so. Many of these schools have foundations associated with them. There's a school associations. There's private funders. They can raise these kind of private funds if that's what they want to do. We think it's best not to use state dollars out of the classroom to do this.
State Representative Tim Kelly chairs the K-12 Appropriations Subcommittee right here on 1320 WILS. Tim, thank you very much.
Thank you, Michael. Yep.